Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 462. The Power of Patience, part 2, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hello there, happy Tuesday. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, today's a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first. And with that, let's get to part two of the post and continue optimizing your life. The Power of Patience, part two, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Injury and delayed results. Injury and delayed results are two close relatives to impatience. An impatient athlete looks for shortcuts that do not exist. He'll often bite off more than he can chew. Performance of a one-arm chin-up is a perfect example. If you rush into this exercise, you can almost guarantee elbow pain. Adaptation takes time, particularly when dealing with tendons and ligaments. This exercise isn't one that you'll master in a week or two. Expect several months at minimum. And don't be surprised if it takes more than a year. Without patience, you'll never accomplish the feat. You'll either become distracted due to the slow rate of improvement, or you'll rush the process and be forced to opt out because of pain. The only way to accomplish the feat, or any challenging feat, is with an equal dose of hard work and patience. Delayed results are also related to impatience. This problem often impedes highly motivated athletes. They are overambitious and don't believe in quality over quantity. More work is their solution to any problem or challenge. Unfortunately, impatience overrules ambition. Strength athletes often suffer from this problem. Rest days and restoration are considered wasted time. In the mind of the impatient, why waste time with rest or restoration when we could lift instead? The impatient has no time for recovery and restoration. It doesn't feel hard, so it can't be doing anything, right? Wrong. If you lift weights today, don't expect any major strength gains tomorrow. Patience and time are both critical to tissue repair and growth. Active means of restoration and recovery must not be overlooked. No one is denying the importance of hard work, but hard work alone is not enough. Think of yourself lifting a maximal load. If you attempt subsequent sets without rest, you will not lift anywhere near your true max. Adequate rest is needed between sets when working with near maximal loads. If you are impatient and rush, your strength workout will suffer. The importance of rest also applies to the training plan as a whole. If adequate rest is not provided between maximal strength workouts, you can guarantee the eventual onset of delayed results. It should come as no surprise that restoration is an integral part of the popular conjugate sequence system. Restoration allows the body to supercompensate from past work. Exploitation of a delayed training effect is the basis of the system. If time is never invested in restorative work, supercompensation will never occur. Unfortunately, impatient athletes often underestimate the importance of restoration and proper cycling of loading, increased and decreased. These athletes often make gains early on, but then plateau and are unable to work their way out of the rut. Their problem isn't related to work ethic. Impatience undermines their intensity. My own story. Personally, I spend much less time training for pure strength than many, yet am far stronger than many of those who spend far more time training strength. It's a simple case of quality over quantity, but it wasn't always this way. I can tell you about patience and impatience, as I've lived at both ends of the spectrum. For much of my life, I was everything but patient. As a youngster, I was ignorant. My work was sporadic and random. Now that I've grown older and wiser, I consider patience to be my greatest attribute. Unfortunately for me, it took a long time to recognize the importance of patience. I'm now in my 30s and far more capable than I ever was in my teens and early 20s. My genetics didn't change, but everything else did. In recent years, I've accomplished exercise goals that were at one time considered impossible by me. My greatest change was learning to be patient when tackling a new challenge. At this stage in my life, if I set out to do something, I will get it done. It's only a matter of time. I always knew that patience was important, but knowing is only half the battle. Without action, knowledge is useless. Just think of the countless training books that are sold today. The information is there for the public to read. It isn't classified. Anyone can read and learn. Unfortunately, knowing and doing are not the same. Many athletes simply don't have the patience to put their knowledge into practice. I made this mistake for many years. I didn't have time for patience and struggled for years because of it. Final thoughts. As a young fighter, I broke my hand inside the ring. I was impatient and never gave myself time to heal. I returned to action too soon. I broke the hand again, again, and again. It was an ongoing problem that could have been entirely avoided with patience. My impatience not only delayed my athletic development, but also led to repeated injury. Now that I'm older, I can't think of any training-related injuries that I've endured in the last 10 years. I'm far more capable physically and live without pain or injury. If there's one thing that you can take from this article, I hope that you can learn from my mistakes. Continue training with intensity, but recognize the importance of patience. There will be times when it seems like progress is moving at a snail's pace, but giving up on the goal entirely is not the solution. After all, who said that life was supposed to be easy? If you want something, be prepared to pay the price, which means preparing for a long and difficult journey. And when in doubt, remember that those who remain steadfast and diligent often exceed their highest expectations. You just listened to the post titled The Power of Patience, Part 2, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can admit that even for me, impatience set me back. When I was getting into strength training and trying to lift heavy, I started to get impatient with my deadlifts and squats. And so I came to the point where I wanted to deadlift past my plateau, and I wanted to do it fast. And sure enough, that was the exact moment when I threw my back out. And I was out of commission for 2 to 3 weeks. Now, I probably should have waited longer to get back into deadlifting, but I didn't listen. And so, sure enough, I went back to it and then re-injured it. So I get it. We've all experienced impatience at some point, whether it's, again, strength training or looking a certain way or even dieting, weight loss. We can tend to get impatient because yoga doesn't seem to be helping fast enough, or journaling, there doesn't seem to be any positive effects that I'm experiencing. But when we look at the studies, we find that if you keep at those things, sure enough, they start to work. And I love when Ross said that knowledge isn't necessarily power. And to paraphrase Tony Robbins, he basically said something very similar. Knowledge isn't power, Action is power. You're probably getting a lot of knowledge by listening to this podcast, but do I actually take action on the things I'm hearing? That's something else entirely, right? So hopefully you've been motivated to take that first step and move towards your goal. But as you do that, have patience with yourself. And as I said yesterday, it may actually help you save time and save money and heartache in the long run. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for being a subscriber. I'll be back here tomorrow, as always, with another post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.